Welcome to this episode of Building Northwest Indiana Radio. My name is Kevin Comerford. I'm the Director of Professional Development at the Construction Advancement Foundation of Northwest Indiana. I will be serving as your host today. The purpose of Building Northwest Indiana Radio is to give you a little insight into the Northwest Indiana professional construction industry. Today, we're going to be talking about transit development districts, also known as TDDs. These districts are basically an innovative plan to finance development near commuter rail stations on the South Shoreline and proposed West Lake Extension. My guest today is going to be Sherry Ziller. Sherry is the Chief Operating Officer for the Regional Development Authority. Thank you for joining us, Sherry. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. How are you doing, Kevin?
Oh, I am well. I just want to kind of get into a lot of our viewers or a lot of our listeners. Let me go back because there's no viewers. A lot of our listeners aren't really familiar with the RDA, I wouldn't think. Can you tell us a little bit about your organization and what you do and your role there?
Sure, Kevin. Absolutely. Thank you for having me on and the opportunity to speak today about the RDA and the transit development districts. So the RDA, we've been around for a while now, a little over a decade, and we're a catalyst to transform the economy and quality of life of Northwest Indiana. The RDA has built a solid foundation. We're known for our catalytic project investments and our strong financial management practices. And together with our partners, we're changing Northwest Indiana's vision for itself and moving the region towards its economic development potential. So as far as the projects that we work on, I would say over the past year, the RDA has focused its energies primarily on the commuter rail expansion, with its partners in pursuit of obtaining the federal matching funds necessary to build the Westlake Corridor extension, and then the double track project to fully double track the existing line from Gary to Michigan City. So we partner with agencies such as NCTE, which is the rail operator, the Indiana Finances Authority, the State Budget Agency, and of course the Federal Transit Administration, the FTA, our federal partners, and of course our communities across the four counties to accomplish these goals. So now I would say what the RDA has been focusing on mostly is developing the transit development districts, like you had talked about earlier, around our stations to maximize the development potential around the station areas in our South Shore communities. And we look forward to continuing to invest, as we have been the first decade in Northwest Indiana, to continue those investments in 2019 and beyond. And our vision remains unchanged, Kevin. It's to make Northwest Indiana the leading area for economic growth in Indiana, and an example of what Hoosiers can be or do when they're given the global opportunity.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about these transit development districts. I think this all kind of came about in 2017 when the Indiana General Assembly passed, I believe it was House Bill 1144, which was sponsored by State Representative Hal Slager out of Schererville. It puts the Northwest Indiana Regional Development Authority in charge of promoting and managing commercial and residential investment at the transit development district centered at the rail stops. Can you tell us exactly how these transit-oriented development districts work? How is the funding kept in these districts, and what are these districts going to look like for somebody who might be visiting them?
Absolutely. So that's correct. With Representative Hal Slager, he was the one of the main authors behind House Enrolled Act 1144. So yeah, the Indiana General Assembly back in 2018 placed a new tool in the RDA's toolkit. So it's the Transit Development Districts, or we do call them the TDDs. The intent of the TDDs is to leverage new development around the South Shore stations to fund further improvement at these locations. So basically, it's to promote the private investment. Incremental revenue is generated within the TDD boundary from income tax and property tax, and that can be used for the TOD investments in the district in which they were collected. So if we collected any of the increment from, say, Hammond, we would then reinvest it back into Hammond.
And that's 100%?
Yeah, 100%. So we wouldn't be, we wouldn't take any of that increment and use it in another one of the communities. So it's whatever that community generates, it gets reinvested back in. So then the TDD boundary, it can be one half square mile initially. So what House Enrolled Act 1144, like you mentioned before, what it does is it puts the RDA in charge of promoting and managing the commercial and residential investments within the TDD centered around, at least at this point, 11 rail stops. So part of the process is we're going to hold public meetings in each of our communities on the boundaries of the districts. And we want to receive the feedback from the public so we can build that into our thinking. And then eventually we'll be downstate in Indianapolis seeking approval from the State Budget Committee on the boundaries themselves. And our team includes, we have policy analytics. They'll conduct the economic impact of the TDDs, and they'll also do the return on investment analysis. We work with MKSK. They're urban designers. They're going to help us with the community engagement and then the zoning recommendations. And then KPMG out of Chicago. They do the market analysis, the market accelerator. And what they do is really important, too, because they connect us to the development world. So they connect us directly with the developers. So I would say the RDA has begun the process of forming an advisory committee. So we have a steering committee. It's drawn from the communities with the stations. And we look forward to being their partners in their growth. The community was established to advise the RDA as to the local preferences in each of our communities regarding the developments. And they kind of act as an intermediary between the RDA and then the local communities. And we meet quarterly. We've had quite a few meetings already. So right now where we're at in the process, we're meeting with each of those communities to gain a better understanding of their current projects that they have and which ones are in the pipeline and which ones would positively affect the boundary so we can have the best shot at drawing the boundary correctly the first time. So it's really a collaborative effort with the RDA and the communities that it serves. And our goal here is to map the areas we believe can best leverage the state-created financial tools to support the development around the current and planned commuter rail stations.
So you had mentioned that these districts are a half mile from basically the train stations. Mm-hmm. What communities are these going to be in? Is it going to be every train station along the line, or are there certain ones that are excluded? I imagine I live, kind of near the Indiana Dunes sure. State Park. And I know that's kind of like federally protected land. I mean, would you have a station around those? Or
sure. No, that's a great question. They'll be located in all of our South Shore communities from Gary all the way to South Bend and seemingly every point in between. And including the planned Westlake extension. So specifically to answer your question, they will be located in Gary, Hammond, East Chicago, Munster, Dyer, Portage, Ogden Dunes, Chesterton, Porter, Michigan City, and South Bend. And there's around 11 station areas and 9 communities that we're working with, and then more can be added along the way. So if a new station were to come about, we would have the flexibility to add those into the TDD. But right now we're looking at the 11 station areas and the 9 communities that I just mentioned.
Okay. Now what if I imagine there's property owners within these districts that have probably owned property for some time. Does the RDA work with those property owners to develop these districts, or is there like eminent domain capabilities if somebody's not maintaining their properties?
So with TOD, the transit-oriented development, the TDDs, that doesn't take anybody's property. So whenever we talk about the property takings, that's more for the planned construction for the Westlake and then the double track for residential and commercial. We want to develop what's already there and redevelop certain areas. We're more than willing to work with any of the property owners, but we wouldn't necessarily be taking what they currently own.
So what is the vision of the RDA and what these districts will look like? I know it's kind of mixed use. Can you talk a little bit about, what type of businesses would be there and what type of people will it attract? Obviously, you're trying to go for a lot of the younger generation that, they don't like to drive so much and they like to commute via commuter rail and get tied into the city of Chicago. Can you talk a little bit about, those districts and what kind of neighborhoods are you going to be creating inside these districts?
Yeah, so that is a great question, and it's kind of hard to visualize because we don't have, unfortunately, many great examples in Northwest Indiana. But in order to understand what the boundary could look like, it's important to know what the transit-oriented development is. And what that is it'll be a mixture of residential housing, office and retail, and it could all be mixed use. It could be structured parking as well. It's envision a walkable neighborhood, your walkable communities. Typically, the rule is it's located within a half a mile of quality public transportation. And there are great examples right across the border. I would just point to Orland Park or Hyde Park for just to name a few. And those are some pretty good examples of how they've created the TOD successfully. That's within, you know, right across the border, just a few minutes from us. So if you can envision, you know, public plazas, retail, shopping, dining along the pedestrian connections and creating bicycle friendly travel corridors. And I think what that's going to attract is it's going to be the younger generation, the millennials.
So I want to switch directions a little bit here and talk about like economic impact that this is going to have on Northwest Indiana. Do you have any figures as far as, you know, how many construction jobs this might lead to or, you know, what kind of jobs overall this might lead to? And, you know, because I think this is a huge economic opportunity for all these local communities along the rail line.
It is, Kevin. And yes, I would be happy to speak to that. So I would say that while federal matching funds for the two rail projects, the Westlake Corridor and the Double Track, are on their way to being secured for the necessary funding, the RDA believes it's very imperative to begin the planning process for the stations now. Projections indicate that as much as $2.3 billion in private investment will be generated from the commuter rail expansion over the next two decades or so. So the sooner the planning begins, the more control local communities can exercise over the types of development that they want to see in their community. So the estimates you had asked about, the construction job estimates, and we think it's pretty significant. So I'll point to the Double Track project first. It would create about 1,000 temporary jobs and more than 3,000 permanent jobs. It would add 3,000 new residents, and it would boost the South Shore ridership by more than 3,000 riders daily. And those gains are in addition to those from the Westlake Corridor project. So doing both projects yields a population increase of about 11,000 new residents, 2,000 temporary construction jobs, and about 5,700 new permanent jobs. And then as it would affect the South Shore ridership, it would have an increase of to 24,000 daily. So it's a pretty significant impact that it has.
So are you following a template of for these transportation districts? Has this been created somewhere else, like somewhere else in Indiana or even in the United States somewhere? Is there a template that you're following to create these districts?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kevin. I would answer that with not really. Our lawmakers created a first of its kind plan for coordinated TOD, transit-oriented development near the stations along the South Shoreline and the proposed Westlake Extension. And it's really been praised as a game changer that will flourish with benefits for Northwest Indiana and the state as a whole. And the benefit of the TDDs is actually providing the necessary funding mechanism to bring the development plans in each of our communities from paper to life to really set the table for the private sector development.
Is there a place where the general public can find out more information about these transportation development districts?
So we have a website, so I would direct you to www.in.gov/RDA, and there's a page dedicated for the transit development districts. You can call our office at 219-644-3500 and just ask for Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry, for joining us today.